Hello and welcome to episode 9 of the Rollo and Slappy Show. I am Rollo McFlugel, and with me is Slappy Jones too, and we are both of McFlugel.com. Today is October 17th, 2016, and you might say this is kind of a historic episode for us because we're doing something a little bit different tonight. So with that, I'll have Slappy introduce today's episode and tell us what this little surprise is.
Yeah, thanks, Rollo. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Today, we have a special guest, Katie Chaos. You can find her on YouTube. Oh, go say hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Katie's on YouTube. You can search Katie Chaos, K-A-H-O-S, and that's K-A-T-Y. She also does some work for the Conscientious Resistance Network. She's a peaceful parent, an all-around good person, and a lover of liberty. So today we have her on because she's been following pretty closely the election cycle coming up. Rollo and I were in and out on that. We know a little bit, but Katie's going to fill us in on some of the emails, right? We know about the Hillary emails. We want to talk about some of them. No. Did you find anything good, or what can you tell us?
I mean, this is a scandal. Like, the stuff that's coming out every day. I mean, I'm not an expert. I try to get into it as much as I can. I try to actually stay away from politics, but it's hard to ignore the stuff that's coming out. I just recently made a video on 3 infuriating emails that I found. The one, Hillary Clinton, it's from her, saying that, you know, she knows they're supporting ISIS financially. And like, they're arming them, and that came out in an email that she typed.
Yeah. So shocker to all of us, but yeah. This is actually.
And I even said that in the video. I'm like, we all knew that, but now she can't act like, oh, well, I didn't know. And it's Saudi Arabia has donated millions upon millions to her Clinton Foundation, so there's a lot of foul play going there. And then another one is from one of her staffers saying, basically calling all of us unaware and compliant. And they were getting worried because the compliance is starting to fade. The unaware, and these are exact words, the unawareness remains strong, but we're really going to need to do some serious thinking about this.
Yeah, that damn internet is getting information out.
Yeah, and they were worried because Trump is more of like a celebrity personality type, and Hillary's no entertainer, so what are we going to do about this, blah, blah, blah. So that really got me angry. You know, we're all pawns for them to control in their little game, them being the puppet masters. It's just, yeah, I mean, and then they're just talking about it so openly and so honestly. And I could post something like that online and people still wouldn't even care.
No,
they'd be
so
like, yeah,
up.
But Trump's bad and he grabs pussies. So,
right.
Well, that's
right.
Like, there was another, did you see the video someone came out with? I forget what, like the Veritas something.
I didn't see that yet. Like,
I watched the first half of it this afternoon. And it's people within, like, people like working with Hillary Clinton and everything. And it's really bad what they're saying.
Yeah.
About how they're like just breaking the law very brazenly and how they're trying to, you know, rig everything and
oh yeah. The media collusion is just outright. They have in the email scripted New York Times articles, like they send them the rough draft and then the staffers literally edit it for them. Like, mm-hmm. Oh well, I like it up until the last paragraph. You could take that part out. And then they script interviews that she does word for word on shows like Steve Harvey and Ellen. And then the town hall debate, they gave her the questions ahead of time, things like that. Just a total, they're working together and it's such a shame. And now CNN is telling the public it's immoral to read the
debate.
Yeah. Yeah. And to refrain from doing that.
It's illegal for you to do it. But yeah. Not us. So let us,
just let us
tell you what the emails
say. We'll tell you what was there.
Right.
So
Did I see something today? I don't know if either of you were up on the news, but did I see a headline that Julian Assange's internet got cut or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
How does that happen? What was the deal there? Anyone know?
I mean, he's in an embassy. I think the Ecuadorian embassy or something. But that still didn't stop the latest dump of emails. There was still another round. They're up to the 10th round tonight. So it just, like, it goes to show you they don't know anything. Like, you can't stop information. You can't stop the truth. They cut off one guy's connection to the internet, but guess what?
That's not going to stop it.
So,
do they really think he was the only one that had this information?
Yeah,
like that he's that dumb that, they might shut down my internet connection down. Oh, I guess I can't do anything anymore.
Yep. And he even said if they try to capture him or whatever, he's just going to kill himself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Hillary said she's going to do that for him.
Yeah.
The point I was alluding to a little earlier with the videos of the very just brazen, like, oh, these ethical and legal people, we don't care about that, with these undercover videos. And so I was watching that video and watching how just the guy was very open about, all of the guys were just very open about what they were saying, all the crazy illegal and just unethical things they were doing. And I was watching your video about the Podesta emails, and I was wondering, like, does it even matter? What's going to come of it? It's going to be it's going to be people like us.
Right.
But even like Donald Trump comes out and says, oh, well, we got to be worried about Hillary Clinton rigging the elections. And everyone's coming out like all these stories and news articles be like, no, she won't rig the elections. That's why this is just absolutely insane. But there's WikiLeaks emails about them rigging the primaries against Bernie Sanders. So she's already done it.
Yeah.
And Obama had what, 100%?
Right, straight to the source. And people are just blind to it, I guess, because they're not used to doing their own research. And they just get fed whatever is on their Facebook feed from their friends in an echo chamber. Mm-hmm. They turn on the TV or they go to, like, you know, New York Times or whatever to get their news. And they completely shut their eyes to everything else. One of my friends is a Hillary supporter, not friends. I don't want to say exactly how I know him, but he's a Hillary supporter, and he's calling it all conspiracy theories. Like, we're all conspiracy theorists, and we're crazy, we're making stuff up.
So I always like that.
And they just write it all off as that. So
they can't come up with a defense, so you just call them crazy.
Yeah. But, I mean, even if... like, okay, the latest stuff he's calling conspiracy theories, but there's enough proven things that are bad enough with Hillary. And I'm not, like, I talk about Hillary a lot in not such a good light, but I don't want people to assume that I'm a Trump supporter. But it's just, like, it's so one-sided with these people and the media. It's just kind of maddening. So
it is funny because the media is, like, I remember it was maybe a week or two ago after the one debate where Donald Trump said that Hillary acid washed her email servers. And so I think it was like NBC did their fact checking from the debates and everything. And they said that was one of the points. Did Hillary Clinton acid wash her email server? And they said, false. Hillary Clinton did not use a corrosive chemical on the email server. She used software called. I'm like, are you kidding me? You can't even use an obvious metaphor anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that got fact-checked, and it's like, wow, that right there, not that the media had any credibility with me before.
Right.
Right there, that was like, journalism is absolutely dead. Like,
yeah, that was one of the emails. They were saying which emails to submit and which to get, like, throw away or whatever. So there's proof of that, too. But, nope, I guess it's false.
Yes.
So do you think with all these leaks and all this other information that's coming out on both candidates, all the horrible things they've done, do you think people will start turning and start questioning government, or do you think they're just going to wait for the next election cycle and do what they do every 4 years?
Well, I was actually saying this the other day, that there's been no better time for voluntarism.
Clearly.
People are fed up with both candidates if they are voting, which a lot of people still are, because – it's what you do, and people grew up thinking that. It's a hard thing to kind of shake, I guess. But, yeah, they're doing it, like, while holding their noses. They don't really like the person they're pushing the button for, but they're doing it defensively. So I really think we can crack this open and start introducing, you know, like, all the things that we talk about. So, like, voluntary interactions, free market principles, and things like that. So I think there's no better time. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I thought this was a great opportunity for the libertarians Libertarian Party, I guess I'll say it. What do you think of Gary Johnson?
He's not a libertarian.
But it says it in the party name. What do you mean?
I know, he's cringeworthy. And then Bill Weld, he's even worse.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
They're big fat status. He's bad at speaking. He's bad at arguing his points. He doesn't know anything.
Puts you to sleep when he talks.
The stances that he does argue for are totally not in line with liberty.
One of my proudest moments was I went to the Pennsylvania Libertarian Party presidential debate. And I just so happened to start hitting record when Larkin Rose is one of the panelists asking questions. And the question was, is the U.S. Constitution compatible with the non-aggression principle? And Gary Johnson was, Daryl Perry was the first to answer the question. And he said, no, it's not. And gave the classic Lysander Spooner quote of the Constitution either was powerless to prevent what we had or designed to get us to where we are. Either way, it's unfit to exist. So he gave a very good libertarian answer, albeit an anarchist one, but he's an anarchist. But whatever. So then it goes to Gary Johnson. He goes, it's just the non-aggression principle. Just goes over my head. It's like, and people libertarians defend them now. It's like, well, people don't like to talk about the non-aggression principle. But no one outside of hardcore libertarians are ever going to know anything, even that that debate existed, let alone watch it.
Right.
Why does it matter what he says there?
Yeah.
So he's either a liar or an idiot.
Yeah. I wish he would just was a good messenger, kind of like how Ron Paul was. He knew he wasn't going to get elected, but he got the message out there and he was consistent.
So do you think Gary Johnson's just kind of putting on a show just to be more electable, or do you think that he's just a libertarian?
I heard something, if he gets a certain percentage, they get more funding for next time around or something like that.
Very,
so I think he's trying to play it safe.
Very libertarian.
Yeah, I know, right.
So we can get federal funding. Well, that's what – because I actually – my little confession is last election cycle I did vote, and I voted for Gary Johnson.
So did I.
And then I remember him coming out and saying, we got X percentage of the vote, now we get federal funding. Yeah! And I remember being no! You're done forever with me. That's antithetical to the libertarian position.
Mm-hmm. It's totally a big L. He's a big L.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I know. I don't know who I even like the best. We really didn't have a lot of good candidates there either. But I guess if you're running for office, Adam Kokesh, I might
I like that idea.
He's going to...
His platform, I like that. I would vote for him. That's the only time I'll ever vote again.
He can't run yet, but when he does, what's his party name? The Peaceful Dissolution of the United States Government?
That's his platform that he's running on. Yep.
Okay, yeah, I will. I'm going to try to...
I would campaign for him. I would.
Yeah. I know. I think I'm still registered as a Republican, so I do want to re-register and see if I can register to that party name. Dissolution of the United States.
Oh, man.
He does have a free book for anyone who's unaware of Kokesh. You should check him out. It's called Freedom. If you Google Freedom Adam Kokesh, you can download it for free. Audiobook.
Yeah, and it's on YouTube, too. It's a three-hour audiobook. So really easy to listen to. I mean, he takes it back to 101.
It's a great, it's an easy read. It's very good. It's very, very
someone
good
that's
book
just
kind of,
you can hand that book or you can send that link to someone that is saying they hate both candidates and they're not going to vote. Oh, okay.
Check this out. It's a quick, easy read.
Check this guy out. Yeah. Read this book. Yeah. I mean, there's a whole, we should put together a starter package or something.
You should.
For everyone that hates the election. okay, read this book, watch this video, watch this documentary. Subscribe to this channel on YouTube. Watch this podcast. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good opportunity, I think.
So, we've been ripping on Hillary Clinton a lot, and it's easy to do, and it's fun to do, and it's we should do it, but so we don't get the what are you guys, Trump supporters?
Yeah.
Let's focus on Donald Trump a little bit. since we're talking about this election cycle. So one thing I've noticed, which is kind of interesting, is, you know, everyone's focusing on the rape allegations of Bill Clinton, how Hillary covered him up and tried to ruin the lives of the people who accused Bill of that stuff. Now there's a lot of stuff that's Trump's out there that he was harassing and raping women, apparently. But it's funny because a lot of defenders of Trump are people who are saying, like, oh, you got to believe the women that accuse Bill. And then it goes to Trump and it's like, oh, no. Just ignore it.
I don't even think that's the scariest thing about him. That's bad, like how he's having all these women come out too. It's interesting that they're all coming out. They haven't said anything up until now.
I guess the point about that is that I guess if you were assaulted or raped like that, it's very, especially with someone that powerful and that rich, you know, who's going to believe me? What's going to happen to me? So I guess when now it's coming out, and I have no idea if it's true or not.
Right. I mean, I think he said even scarier things than the comment he was recorded. Like the whole guys like Snowden used to be executed. And he's talked about shutting down the Washington Post, which, I mean, they're crummy anyway. But, like, he's really, like, he might have a bad day. And he seems like he has a bad temper. And I think that we're really going to start to see him chip away at free speech in little ways if he gets angry enough and there's bad press on him. I think that he would try to use his power to do things like that. And then all the, you know, protectionism and trade deals. Like, I mean, he attacks Hillary for supporting NAFTA and the TPP, but he does business with – I mean, he is into them too. And then he does business with all the countries that he attacks Hillary for doing business with too. I mean, just.
Well, I had a friend at work who said, it was like, you know I hated Trump and everything, but, you know, they started talking about the policies finally, and Trump is basically the same as Hillary. Like, what's the difference in policy?
Oh, yeah.
Just see the maternity leave. He favors a hefty maternity leave that he forces on employers. He just came out with basically something very similar to Bernie Sanders' college, like loan forgiveness stuff and free college. So it's
yeah.
Like I'm trying to figure out where his views are, like, Republican or conservative, whatever.
I don't think he knows what he thinks. Like, he's not consistent with anything. At least Bernie Sanders was consistent. An idiot.
True.
But,
he was consistent,
you
know, I guess.
Like, everything kind of lined up. Like, Trump's all over the place. Nothing aligns.
Nothing's consistent at all. You can't guess what he's going to say next.
Right. And I know that a lot of people like him because he's not a part of the establishment. But he might be a whole different brand of scary, evil, powerful,
very authoritarian.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he might try to just run it like it's a business and he's the CEO, which I don't think a country should be run like that.
Well, it's not. It's impossible.
Right.
A country and a business are like complete opposites. They're antonyms. So how can you run a country like a business? There's no price. There's no prices.
No profit and loss, right?
Right.
Yeah. I think his supporters are really kind of an interesting group too. I don't know. A lot of people from the libertarian movement or whatever we're calling it have gone to support him. And now it's like a big thing with nationalism and in-group preference and, you know, fighting cultural Marxism, all this stuff, which I don't know. I just
I hate to put words in people's mouths.
Yeah.
But I think it has to do, like, I guess because a lot of because I came from being like Republican right wing and everything. But I think there's still shades of that conservative, I don't know. I'm trying to be careful with how I say this, but resistance to immigrants and people that are different from you. I rebutted someone's open borders critique, and it just came out to be like, well, what if someone from Guatemala decided to come up in here? And it was just came out to be like, you just don't want people from, like, Central America coming to the to your countries and messing up your culture. You're concerned about your culture getting messed up.
Right.
Well, that's where it's coming. And it's kind of weird to me.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. I think the better tactic is to talk about it on economic grounds, I guess, why it doesn't matter why people come or not. Because if you attack them for being racist or whatever, they close up. They don't want to hear it. They get angry. Right. I don't know if you both agree with me, but that's kind of the tack.
Like the whole argument with the welfare state and how immigrants come and they eat up all the tax dollars or whatever, and they're on welfare automatically. But to keep people out, or to keep immigrants out, you need a lot of money and tax dollars to build the wall and, you know, enlist people to enforce the borders and keep whoever out. So that's going to cost a lot of money too and eat up taxes. And so it's going to be expensive either way.
So the question is, who are you voting for? Are you voting? Who should we vote for?
I am voting for pumpkin beer because
nice.
tis the season.
I'm voting for gin.
Yes.
That's the drink of choice tonight.
You know what? I am tempted to go write Julian Assange, and not going to lie.
I think this is the year, this is the election cycle, that we have our best opportunity to elect Mickey Mouse as president of the United States.
There we go. We are going to make one political endorsement, first ever and probably only ever on the Rollo and Slappy show. If you live in Pennsylvania and you are voting for treasurer, check the box next to James Babb's name.
Yes.
There's our official endorsement.
Whose platform is don't vote. Yeah, yes. Jim is an awesome guy. Check out his he's awesome for jury nullification. I've learned so much about that and a lot of things from him. I can't say enough about the guy.
I used to love listening to him on Freedom Fiends. Now he's not on there anymore, and I'm really sad. I hit every episode that he was on, I would listen to. But he has a small YouTube channel too. Mm-hmm. He puts a couple good stuff up there.
Yeah, did you ever see his
the license with the patch?
Yes. Yeah. he tried to get his driver's license wearing a pirate's eye patch.
Yep.
It's great.
Oh man.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us tonight, Katie.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Yes, we really appreciate it. Can you tell us where we can find you on the interwebs?
Sure. Find me on YouTube, Katie Chaos, KATY, and then KHAOS, and then Twitter, it's the same thing with an underscore in the middle. And that's pretty much it for now.
All right, great. We will link to those things on our page and the YouTube thing and everywhere else. Do you have anything else, Slappy?
I think that's it. Join us next week. Catch us on Twitter. Catch us on our website, mcflugel.com. You can Google McFlugel. And that's it for now.
Yep. Make sure to subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher and tell people about us. That's more views. So with that, have a good night. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you later.